I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Every time you play that Happy Days song, Chris, it makes me laugh. For those podcast listeners who aren't listening live, so you missed out on the music, it was the Happy Days theme song. And you may remember, like a year ago, the show just went dark on the air. And for a 15-minute period, the Happy Days theme song played on a loop, and we didn't do it. I don't know what happened. To this day, I don't know what happened. The show went dark, and Happy Days was playing. People were so lost. The emails were great. Jesse, did you do this on purpose? I swear I did not. All right. We have an hour here. Oh, we've got 2 hours left. They're going to blame you for inflation. We'll talk about that. The Supreme Court Trump stuff. Our institutions, why it's important to have them, the HHS, FDA, they're in the news, so we'll talk about that in relation to our institutions. But along those same lines about the institutions, I want to talk about this Claudine, I think I called her Claudia, but Claudine Gay situation. Who's Claudine Gay? She's the president of Harvard. She's the one, we played her comments last night. She was being interrogated in the House by Elise Stefanik. And she came out, she was asked to condemn all the pro-Hamas protests. Yeah, kill all the Jews, all those protests that are happening in Harvard. This is what she had to say about it.
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful. It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies against bullying, harassment.
Does that speech not cross that barrier? Does that speech not call for the genocide of Jews and the elimination of Israel? When you testify that you understand that is the definition of intifada, is that speech according to the code of conduct or not?
We embrace a commitment to free expression and give a wide berth to free expression, even of views that are objectionable.
You and I both know that's not the case. You are aware that Harvard ranked dead last when it came to free speech. Are you not aware of that report?
Yeah, she's well aware of that report. And so we don't need to go through the lame thing the right does all the time. Well, she's such a hypocrite. She censored Ann Coulter or something. We don't have to do that. Okay, we understand that. We understand. Let's set that aside for a moment. Let's talk about this. Claudine Gay received all kinds of hate for that testimony. And so people started digging into her background and they found out she really has accomplished nothing that you would think you'd have to accomplish to be president of Harvard. She's never even published a book. Not that that's some great accomplishment. I mean, I published a book, but all these people are published. She hasn't even done that. And they kept digging and they found out she's plagiarized half the stuff she's ever written. She's just an idiot. And so they got all this hate, and today, this is, took place a few hours ago, Harvard came out, all these plagiarism accusations, all this hate she got for her pro-Hamas stance, whatever it is, and Harvard announced she's keeping her job. People are freaking out. After all, Harvard's lost all this money. A bunch of these wealthy donors to Harvard, they've pulled out. Harvard's lost something like $1 billion since that woman made her comments. And it's of course she's going to lose her job, right? Well, no. And this goes along the same lines of what we've been talking about. It'll be a continuing theme on this show and many shows. In fact, I was talking to my buddy Aaron McIntyre about this today. He has an article up about it. Go read it. It's excellent, but it's true. Claudine Gay, her job as president of Harvard is not what you think it is or what I think it is, or I should say, not what it should be. It's not what it should be. Her job as president of Harvard is not to maintain educational excellence and raise a bunch of money for the university. And that's the normal things you would expect from the president of a prestigious university. Claudine Gay's job is already accomplished. Her job is done. Claudine Gay's job is to be black and a woman while serving as president of Harvard. And Claudine Gay accomplishes that job every single day she shows up. When Harvard went looking for a new president, they weren't looking for a prolific fundraiser. They weren't looking for an accomplished author, an accomplished scholar, an accomplished anything. Harvard went looking for a black woman diversity hire. They found one. And now people are outraged about Claudine Gay's failures. Claudine Gay hasn't failed at all. In her true duties, being a diversity hire, Claudine Gay is an unbelievable success. Every day she shows up as a black woman on campus, she is a success because that's why she was hired. And that's so nonsensical. It's so insane that it's hard for normal people to accept that that's where our country is. Yet that is exactly what diversity is. It is the death of everything. As I've tried to explain over and over again, there's something going on right now. And a lot of people, they can't really put it into words, or they don't even really understand what they're seeing, what they're feeling. Nevertheless, there's this sense out there right now that everything is rotting. Aren't there more? There are more training accidents than training accidents than ever. There are all these reports now about all these near misses on airplanes. Oh my gosh! And it's the holiday season. Let's hope something terrible doesn't happen. Oh, what, we have doctors failing this, malpractice here. What this? My waiter is less competent and more rude than he used to be. But what? There is a sense that something is wrong, and something is wrong. And allow me to explain it to you. This is not only a communist problem. The communists started it, and the communists thrive on it, but the American right very quickly, of course, got suckered into adopting it, and the American right has embraced this as well. Diversity. Diversity is despicable. Accomplishment is what matters. Merit is what matters. You should never, ever, under any circumstances, seek out diversity in anything when you want excellence. It doesn't matter what that thing is. If I start Jesse's Burger Shop, and every one of the top 10 employees, I'm hiring 10 people, and the top 10 resumes are 4 foot tall dwarfs with moles growing out of their nose, then I'm hiring all 4 foot tall dwarfs with moles coming out of their nose because they're the best. If I stray from that for even a moment, if I at some point in time after 5 dwarfs with moles, and I say to myself, dang, you know, that's too many moles, too many dwarfs. That's not going to, you know what? The next person is going to be 6 foot. I'm only hiring 6 footers from now on. Well, even if it's just in small ways, Jesse Kelly's Burger Shop will suffer for that decision. It will. Because I could have had a dwarf with moles who was good at what he or her was doing. Instead, I slapped down some ridiculous diversity requirement, and now my small business does not run as well as it could. Now, that's a very tiny example, but expand that out to an entire nation of 330 million people. Go ahead and try to find a major corporation that doesn't preach to its people about diversity. Oh, we got to be more diverse. Diverse this, diverse that. Look at how diverse we are. The freaking military, the United States military talks about it. I got this email. Oh, wise one. I'm at a training for a large company I work for. We were going through compensation expectation and goals, and our HR director kept using the term equity. I asked her to define equity versus equality, and she was clearly off-put. She gave a classic word salad answer and then literally, that's not nice, said that race and gender are considered in pay raises. It is truly a religion for these people, and they don't think twice about the impact these policies have on the workplace. Don't say my name. I love the show, all the work you do. Harvard lost $1 billion, a billion with a B, a billion in donations, gone, out the window. Harvard didn't miss a beat. Claudine Gay stays right where she is. Why? She wasn't there to be a finance giant for the university, to be some kind of fundraiser for the university. She's there to be black and a woman, and she has accomplished that goal. And that is an institutional rot that is taking place in every single institution in this country. All the priorities are all mixed up, and that is why you see and feel a slow, steady rot in everything around you, and why it will continue to rot until this cultural Marxism is completely and utterly destroyed. Now, one more word on Harvard. Before we get to that, let's do a little self-protection, a little self-preservation, I guess I should say. Obviously, the crime is going up. You know that. Mental health crisis is getting worse. And that gets worse as poverty gets worse, as people socioeconomically go down, crime goes up. That's just the way it always works. Does the person you love the most, do they carry something on them that will allow them to stop that violent man who's had enough? He got fired from his job. He's had too much to drink. He's leaving his house right now, and he wants to beat up a woman. Does the woman in your life have a hero gun to stop him? Or a hero arrow? Does she have anything to stop him? Look, hero guns, hero products, they're non-lethal. So you don't need concealed carry permits for them. The hero arrow is small, really small. Your daughter in her little hot chick purse can carry a hero arrow on her. But she can't do it unless you buy her one. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I swear I'm going to get to more emails. I've been lax on this. There's just some things we have to cover first and foremost. One more word on Harvard. Maybe you're sitting there right now saying this to yourself. I don't understand, even though they got the diversity hire president, I don't understand why Harvard would keep her when surely this is going to not only hurt the money from donors, it's going to hurt their ability to get paying students, right? Tuition. Well, remember this. The communist has always understood. The American communist understands it. The Cambodian communist understood it. The Chinese communist understood it. Soviet communist understood it. They have always understood their policies are unpopular. The things they want are unpopular. And therefore, the communist has always, always, always sought to insulate his policies, his desires, from your will, from the will of you, from the will of the voter. Look, it's like we were talking about illegal immigration. Why? What's the real reason Democrats flood this country with people who have no loyalty to it? Why do they bring this guy in and millions more like him?
Do you care?
Yeah. No.
You don't care that we have to pay for all of this?
Look, listen.
Like, Americans are paying for all of this. Do you guys, you know that? Like, this, you know, money doesn't come out of nowhere.
Look, if
right?
I pay 7,000.
Yeah, whatever. They're bringing millions of people like him in because they don't have to appeal to him. He's officially bought and paid for. He, and more importantly, his children after him will be loyal Democrat soldiers forever, no matter what argument you make. Insulating themselves and their power from your will, from the will of the people. But back to Harvard. Well, this is a great example of how the system works. I want to give credit to Tablet Magazine for this. They have a fantastic article. If you want to read this in more depth, you're welcome to. I'm just going to read you a little excerpt from it. But the headline of the article is, "It's time for Congress to open Harvard's books." You want to hear how the system works? Let me ask you something. During things like COVID, did you ever hear a politician, a media person, maybe even liberal Aunt Peggy, did you ever hear them cite a study? Maybe even a Harvard study? Harvard has a study that shows masks work. No, that poison shot that gave Grandpa a stroke in 5 seconds. No, it stops the spread. Harvard did a study. Why do they always have a study from prestigious universities proving the, quote, facts the communists are telling you? Well, here's a little excerpt from the article. They examined 10 universities, the Ivy League plus Stanford and Northwestern. And here's the quote from the article. We found that during a 5-year period from 2018 to 2022, these universities collected $45 billion in taxpayer subsidies, special tax treatment, and federal payments. In fact, these universities collected a stunning $33 billion in federal contracts and grants. It therefore seems these schools are more federal contractors than educators, with federal payments exceeding undergraduate student tuition. You see, the system, the communists who run the system, the facts, the truth, the history, that these things are never on their side. So they simply gather more entities, more institutions unto themselves to insulate themselves from the truth. Oh, what? You don't believe in man-made climate change? Man, your SUV is definitely changing the climate. Oh, you don't believe me? Allow me to pull out this Harvard study they did. Are you going to argue with Harvard, Norm? Norm, you can't argue with Harvard. This guy's at Harvard. Isn't he so smart? This guy's at Stanford. Are you arguing with Stanford, Norm? But they already bought off Stanford. That's why I call it the system. That's how the system works. All the cultural pillars, all of our institutions, our education, our politics, our religious, our media, our entertainment, all of our cultural pillars now work hand in hand with each other so they can loot this wonderful country you and I call America. And they can loot it much more successfully if they simply work together against you. If you lived in a normal country, if you lived in a country that was functioning properly, the president of the United States of America would get up and run his mouth about some commie gobbledygook about how your SUV is warming the planet. The next day, Harvard would put out a study saying, actually, Mr. President, we did a study on this. Our greatest minds did a study on this some years ago, and we show that there is no warming at all of the planet. These are basic planetary weather patterns and things like that. But because you don't live in a normal country like that, you live in an evil, corrupt one. You live underneath an evil, corrupt system. Little do you know, the president's already paid off Harvard to back up with their education credentials the same lie he just told everybody. That is how the system works. Now, speaking of the system and how it works and COVID, let's talk about the HHS and FDA. And then we'll do a bunch of emails and stuff like that, all right? Before we get to any of that. The system also is joined in its efforts to convince America that that wonderful life growing inside of the mother is just a clump of cells. It's just worthless after all. It's nothing. It's just cells. I mean, what can't you do to a clump of cells? They almost make it sound like an amoeba or an ugly little worm crossing the sidewalk. Who cares if you step on it? No big deal. Except it's a baby. And we have to counter lies with truth. You know, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Give a woman the gift of a free ultrasound. A woman who's about to have an abortion. She will hear the heartbeat, and she will choose life. And if you have the means to do so, keep in mind, these are tax-deductible donations. Maybe consider a leadership gift. $5,000 if you've got one. funds their entire network. That's 200 lives for 24 hours. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you do that. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions, email all those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of our institutions being rotted, remember how they demonized hydroxychloroquine? Remember what they did to ivermectin? Do you remember that? And look, let's not move on here. Pause on this. I'm not going to do a long COVID thing, but I want to talk about this again for a second because it's important for us to understand how truly broken these institutions are. Joe Rogan, a podcaster, came out and just said, hey, I got COVID and I treated it with ivermectin. That's all he said. It was some internet video. And immediately, almost bizarrely, every single... Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, go ahead.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
We got it. Immediately, the system locked shields against hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Trump was the one who mentioned hydroxychloroquine. Joe Rogan was the one who mentioned ivermectin. And almost bizarrely, everyone came out against it. Everybody. Well, that's weird. Everyone, including the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, actually put out something on social media calling ivermectin horse dewormer. Yes, it's used to deworm horses. Also, it's been given to human beings by the billions of doses given out to human beings, considered a miracle drug, also very cheap and widely available. Why do you think they didn't like it? Now, the problem is not just that a bunch of media people lied about it. It was that the institutions we trust lied to us about it. Specifically, I want to give credit to America First Legal because they're suing them over this right now. Health and Human Services and the FDA, they're being sued by America First Legal. Why? Because those two organizations concealed documents on the government suppressing hydroxychloroquine in ivermectin. I only brought this up because I wanted to drive home the fact that America got a deadly virus. Coronavirus is a deadly virus. I'm not dismissive of the fact that it can kill, especially fat people and old people with pre-existing conditions. It can absolutely kill. And this country got a virus, and your government, and your FDA, and your HHS immediately began working together to suppress treatments that could have saved lives. The United States government intentionally murdered people with coronavirus. And they did all this so they could end Donald Trump's presidency, which they did. So they could gain more money and power for themselves, which they did. Go look at Pfizer's stock prices at the beginning of COVID and at the end. They lined their own pockets. They acquired more money and power for themselves, and they murdered you while they did it. And they did so without the slightest bit of hesitation. In fact, they did so with extreme malice. Immediately, a treatment was made available to people, and the system did everything it could do to make sure you couldn't get your hands on it. In fact, I personally know several doctors who prescribed ivermectin to COVID patients, and they couldn't get pharmacies to fulfill the prescription. That's how deep the rot in the medical community goes in this country. A doctor prescribed a cheap available treatment to somebody suffering from COVID, and the pharmacy said, no, I won't do that. That is a level of rot that is hard to wrap your mind around. All right, let's get to some emails. Dear Shogun Oracle, I have a 15-year-old son. He wants to get a motorcycle and join the Marine Corps. I have heard you say that you would be hesitant to let your boys join the service at this time. He wants to join for maybe the wrong reasons. I think he thinks it would be a good way to pick up chicks. He's kind of a daredevil on his dirt bike, and he's team-oriented with sports. Maybe this country needs young men like that. But I don't want him to get his butt shot off in Eastern Europe just because he wants some women. Did you join for similar reasons? Should I talk him out of it? His great-grandfather fought in the Pacific, and he's taken that to heart. His name is Bill. Says, I like your show, doing a great job presenting the issues in a way that is blunt, so on and so forth. Okay, your boy. First of all, let's get right down to this. You have a 15-year-old son who's into team sports, girls, and wants a motorcycle. That's exactly the type of man who needs to join the United States Marine Corps. And that's the exact type of man who has always fought and died for this country. I know that in our namby-pamby modern age, we have to present all these guys as if they're all perfect and Captain America. It's young men doing young men things. Those are the men who fight and bleed and die for you. Yes, that's the exact type of young man this country needs defending it. And no, I'm not going to talk you or him out of joining the Marines. There are wonderful, amazing troops right now, Army, Marines, probably not in the Navy. No, I'm kidding. But there are wonderful guys out there right now serving, and they hate what they're seeing in the military, and they do need better people around them. They do. What I have simply said is this. This is a personal decision. I will discourage, it's not just that I won't encourage, I will actively discourage my sons from joining. My sons, with what I see these people doing in various places across the globe, and I see how these people feel about my sons with the anti-right, the anti-Christian, the anti-white, the anti-American rhetoric you see and hear repeatedly from military leadership, not the men and women on the ground, from military leadership, my sons will not join under that. You know, there are bases across this country where commanders will talk about whitey in front of their troops. That's how ingrained in evil this cultural Marxist filth now is in the United States military. My sons will not serve under that. They will not follow orders of somebody like that. They will not fight side by side with somebody like that. Absolutely not. At the same time, I cannot and will not ever discourage a young man or a woman of yours to avoid that path. And it's hard to talk a young man, especially, look, he's a man's man. He likes girls and motorcycles and sports. That's good. That's what the look, young boys should want girls. And young boys should like sports. Now, they don't have to love sports, but these are good things. It's not toxic masculinity. It's good things. And yes, the answer to your question is a Marine Corps uniform does not hurt when picking up the ladies. I will tell you that much. Does not hurt at all. So I will not discourage your son or your grandson. I am discouraging mine. As far as your decision on that goes, that's your decision. But there, that's me. All right. We're going to talk a little bit. But you know what? Let's get to some emails before we get to some other things like mortgage rates and Jack Smith. But let's talk about ham first. I know this is the time of year when family gathers. Maybe you're going to visit family. Maybe family's coming to you, which that's always horrible. But I'm kidding. Either way, gets expensive anymore. You've seen the prices. It gets expensive. What if I could hook you up with a free ham? A free 10-pound ham. Good ranchers, they not only love this country and your values, they love Christmas. In fact, it's a place where they still say Merry Christmas. Their meat, you know, they deliver meat to your front door. All American. 100% American sourced. Good Ranchers delivers the best meat I've ever had in my life to my front door. And right now, when you sign up for a meat box, you know, you can sign up for whatever amount of meat you want of each kind. You get a free 10-pound Christmas ham. You have to go to goodranchers.com and use the promo code Jesse. Get your meat box subscription and enjoy a free 10-pound ham. How about that? They took care of Christmas dinner for you and yours. Go get one. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show final segment this hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have a whole nother one. I'm going to get to some emails before I get to this. Joe Biden had some comments he made today. It is fascinating watching Democrats try to hold together what has become a fragile domestic coalition. I'll put it to you that way. Jesse, been listening for almost 2 years. Love the show. Suggest to everyone I know to tune in. Admission, listening prompted me to run for local school board primary last spring. I got hammered by a very well-funded candidate, but that's okay because he seems of similar ideology. There were three that ran against the incumbent who had never had a challenger. He was handily defeated. I didn't anticipate the level of competition and funding that went into the race and was caught off guard, but I learned a lot and may try again. One thing local races did was make local elections more noticeable and shed some light on things. I hope people continue to pay attention because you're right. This is where the important fight is. Feel free to use this however you see fit. Not only are local elections the important fight, they're fights we can win. Remember, the future of this country, sadly, and I don't celebrate this at all, but the future of this country is going to be states standing against the federal government. And no, I hope that's not a violent affair as it was before. That's not what I want at all. That's the last thing in the world I want. But that is our future. As the communists have taken over every part of the federal system, we need safe havens. We need to not only get to red states, we have to make them a whole lot redder because the red states are too limp-wristed right now. We need them to be a lot more anti-communist. Listen to this. I'm going to play this again. Listen to Mayorkas. Listen to what he says is the problem here. You see, states like Texas, we're getting all these illegals. Texas is putting them on buses to the blue areas. Really brilliant political move. Mayorkas, the head of the DHS, he's not giving speeches about securing the border. His big concern? Those daggone governors moving the illegals out of the red states where we want.
But let's get to the root of what Governor Pritzker's challenge is that we have another governor in another state that is not cooperating and coordinating with either federal or other local authorities and is unilaterally sending migrants to cities in what I think is an abdication of governance responsibility.
He's mad. He's really mad. Texas needs to sit there and let us flood them with illegals. The future is states standing against the federal government in very real ways. So how do we prepare for that future? We prepare for that future by winning local elections. It's not just that your school board is the most important election you have because it involves educating the future generation, running the commie filth out of these schools, teaching a patriotic program. Remember, a nation should teach its citizens to love it. That's part of it. That's an important part of being a nation. It's not just about that. These local elections we run for today, school board, county board of supervisors, sheriff, don't ignore sheriff, races like this. You know what those races turn into? You know what those people who win those races turn into? State reps, state senators. It's the farm system for that. State legislatures are going to have to be rock-ribbed anti-communists in preparation for the days that are coming for this country. We can win these races. We can win these races in blue areas. Do you know we're even winning school board races in deep blue areas? It is the soft underbelly. You ever seen the movie Independence Day? Independence Day. Have you seen it, Chris? Have you seen it? Michael's seen it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The aliens invade Earth. It doesn't matter. And then at the end, they're taking on the aliens. And the aliens are invading Earth, and they've got these big ships. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. And in the middle of this big ship, a big door opens up, and it's this weapon that shoots down, and it blows up all of Earth and all these different places, right? Well, it turns out, as we learn in the movie, it's also the exact place you need to hit. Then you can blow up the entire alien ship if you hit it there. So they exposed the one part that you need to hit to destroy. And it ends up being how they win in the end. Sorry for spoilers, even though the movie's 30 years old. The truth is, the most important weapon the American communist has is his ability to educate your children, to teach your children to hate you and hate themselves and hate their country. It is his most valued weapon. And it's also the least defended part of him. It is the one he has left wide open, exposed to you. That's the truth. These school board races, nobody even runs for them. That's why you see so many Democrats on school boards in red areas. Because Norm and Norma, yeah, they want to pay low taxes, but they just want to watch the game. But the communist moves to town, and he immediately knows, wow, there's a source of power. I need to raise revolutionaries. I'm going to get on the school board. But these school board people, they're vulnerable. That school board in your area, really, really vulnerable for somebody who has the guts to run for it. Ah, oh, but Jesse, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a trucker. Jesse, I'm just a mom. Yeah, I'm just a lawyer. I'm just the other. You're the exact person we need there. Ah, oh, but I don't have kids. It wouldn't be right. Do you think that would hold back the communist? Do you think the communist would look at the school board and say, well, I shouldn't get involved here. I don't have kids who are in school. Do you think that would hold him back? My gosh, it wouldn't even give him a moment of hesitation. And it shouldn't hold you back either. You're fighting against people who can be defeated locally. So as we talk about these huge national issues, and oftentimes, look, I admit they seem insurmountable. And in some ways, maybe they are. In some ways, some of the national issues probably are insurmountable. But locally, and then statewide, there's so much we can do and are doing. Remember, just because 2024, in my opinion, is going to be an unmitigated disaster federally does not mean it will be an unmitigated disaster in its totality. Local elections will be won, many of them next year, and it will be wonderful. All right? All right. We still have an hour. Let's talk about this Jack Smith Supreme Court update. Inflation being your fault and many other things. But before we get to that, let's do this. Let's get you ready. Ready for what? Ready for a shooting. Are you ready to get in a gunfight? Well, most people, the answer to that question is no. And I hope you never, ever, 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 ever have to experience what it's like to get shot at. But you might. Look around you. You might. It's a shooting at the mall here a couple days ago. A Mantis X system. It allows normal people to practice with their weapon with feedback in the comfort of their homes. And I want to stress something about the feedback. You understand that they're going to improve your technique. Oh, that sounds impossible. Now, talk to an experienced shooter. Show an experienced shooter a target you just put rounds into, and he'll tell you what you're doing wrong. That's a real thing. And Mantis X does it for you in the comfort of your home. The ultimate Christmas gift this year for the new or experienced shooter in your life. MantisX.com is where you go get it. That's how the Marines train. That's how the Green Berets train. They train with Mantis X. MantisX.com. A whole hour left. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.